Bird Note in partnership with Seattle Audubon. It's January, 10:30 p.m., cold and dark. We should be nestled down for the night, but this year's first call of a barred owl draws us outside. Could it be the one we heard last year? These large gray-brown owls are very territorial, and they don't migrate. Both males and females make the signature nine-note hoot. Who cooks for you? Who cooks for you all? Though the female's pitch is higher. February, March, still the solitary calls. It's very probably a male. If he had attracted a mate, we'd be hearing a duet like this, a caterwauling courtship that can sound downright peculiar. But no, it's April now. By day, we find him being dive-bombed by crows as he tries to sleep in a deciduous tree. May and June, he continues to hoot, though less frequently. By summer, breeding season has passed. What have we witnessed? Could our barred owl be what some scientists call a non-breeding floater? His patch of woods just too small to host a pair of owls year-round? Today's Bird Note was written by our executive producer, Chris Peterson.